It's the Cooper and Anthony Show.
This is one of those, remember we used to have a third person on the show? This is one of those situations where if we have the third person on the show, I would say, hey, third person, let me tell you what Anthony did the other night. And then me and that other person would rag on you together. So pretend this is me and another person ragging on you, because you deserve two people coming after you right now. So I called you the other night and I said, have you taken... Right, at 10:30, you're an adult. What? Who goes to bed at 10:30?
I have to go to bed because I have to wake up at 6. Okay,
anyway,
go on.
I called you at 10:30. I said, have you taken your pill yet? And you were like, yes.
Yes.
I was like, I have to ask you something. And I asked you that question. As we're getting off the phone, you said, do you have HBO Plus? And I said, you mean HBO Max? And you said, yes. And I said, yes, I have it. Why? You said, you have to watch that Woodstock thing. It's right up your alley.
Yes.
So I was like, you know, that's actually a good recommendation. Mm-hmm. This weekend, we have, as usual, tons of dogs in the house. So I'm going to be hanging around the house. Would love to have something to watch. So I don't know what Woodstock thing you're talking about. So I go to HBO Max and I type in the search. You know, you go to search. I start typing in the word Woodstock. And this movie comes up about this stupid fucking bus, the Woodstock bus that was like a famous bus. First, I think it's going to be a great documentary. They're going to like find the bus and there's a dead body in it or something, or there's like a murder mystery attached to it. So the story was there was a famous bus. They call it the light bus or something, or the peace bus. I don't know. I didn't really pay attention.
It's not the one I recommend.
They went to go find this stupid fucking bus that was in this famous picture from Woodstock. And they couldn't find it. So they found the artist and they had him paint the bus. And at the end, it's like, so wait, let me get this straight. You basically got a Volkswagen bus, got a bunch of artists, painted the bus, and you made a documentary about you guys painting. I just painted my apartment. Where's my documentary crew? It was the biggest waste of time. It was the dumbest movie. What in that movie did you think I was going
to
like?
When you go to HBO Max Plus, whatever the fuck it's called, when you go to that for the first time, the first thing that pops up is Woodstock 99.
Not on mine.
It's the main block. It's
nope.
What they're it's the number one thing they're promoting.
No,
and
that's not what.
Okay, I'm telling you,
it's targeted promotion. That's what they promoted to you. To me, they were promoting all this other shit. Like, I share it with one of my best friends who's gay, so it's like all this gay shit that pops up.
Well, see, that's the problem. No, this, because it's right, it's perfect for you. It's, they did this documentary
that was
for
the
you.
Dumbest thing in the world about
no,
that
no, no,
stupid
no, no.
bus.
Not the bus.
Who cares about
I'm
a bus?
I'm talking about the Woodstock 99 thing. Because they're talking about the differences between Woodstock 69, Woodstock 94, and Woodstock 99.
Wait a second. There's another Woodstock documentary?
Yes. This is about Woodstock 99.
They have two Woodstock documentaries on HBO Max right now? Two?
Yes. And this one is basically talking about Woodstock 99 and how different it was from Woodstock 94. Woodstock 94 was like Sheryl Crow and Joni Mitchell and all this other shit. Woodstock 99 was all about Kid Rock and guys and boobs and how they treated girls and everything else. It's right down your alley.
Why would I want? No, it isn't. But you know what? I'd rather watch the bus one. I'd rather watch people paint a bus.
No, and another good.
There's a whole scene where somebody comes in and goes, is it dry yet?
No,
that was a big moment. She comes in. They're like, here she is. And she goes, is it dry yet? And that was the big moment of the documentary. I'm like, wow, this is, they're literally watching paint dry. This is the documentary Anthony thinks I'm going to love.
No, this is all about the way the world was in 1999, which both you and I were both in radio at that time.
Yeah.
So this is the world of 1999 where Girls Gone Wild was a hot thing, and how men treated women, and how there was such a difference in classes between people that were out here rolling around in shit in Woodstock, and then Kid Rock comes out in a fur coat. You know, it's completely different in how Jonathan from Korn just went, stop it. You guys cannot grab a woman's breast when she's crowd surfing. Stop it. Kick his ass right now, and I'll pay for the lawsuit. It was just a totally different way of looking at things, and I didn't. To look back at it, I go, God, that was right. We were that society. And MTV was so Britney Spears and boy bands, and then Woodstock puts on this Korn, Limp Bizkit, Metallica. It was two different worlds, and it was
that does sound interesting. That sounds better than watching paint bust dry.
It's, but I'm sitting there, I'm watching it, I'm on Ambien, you called me, and I'm like, this is perfect because you like this, I mean.
Oh, wait a minute, you watched it on Ambien? Then it's going to suck. I'm not going to watch something you watched on Ambien. Are you insane?
No, they're showing live, singing, doing a set, and I'm like, God, freaking Live was a great band. It's a good show, you have to watch it. Woodstock 99.
On Ambien. I'll watch it on Ambien and then it'll be good. And otherwise,
the other good show now, and it's on Hulu.
Okay.
And it's McCartney 321. And it's something that I think people should have done years and years and years ago. There's still a Beatle, two Beatles living. You have to sit these guys down and go on record and say, what was this song about? How was this song recorded? Who wrote it? And Rick Rubin sits down with Paul McCartney and goes through all these songs.
I saw some clips from that. Yeah, Rick Rubin's a pretty cool dude. I saw some clips from it, and they were arguing over like who sings what song, and Paul didn't want to sing it, and John didn't want to sing it, and they kind of did like rock, paper, scissors to figure out who sings it, whatever. That would be interesting if I liked the Beatles.
It's interesting from an interview standpoint of how you interview somebody to put them on record.
Okay.
To put them on record about how it doesn't matter if you like the Beatles or not. We have to go back and somebody's got to put this down because once Paul's dead, that's it. Nobody's going to remember anything. Ringo don't remember shit.
Well, some say Paul died years ago and that guy's a fraud.
And I believe that. I believe. But the fake Paul has been in the Beatles for a long time. So, but they go back and they show you the stuff they ripped off and they show you the band that they ripped it off from, and Paul explains it.
All right. Listen, this all sounds like homework.
But the Woodstock thing is right down your alley. You would love it. It's your music. It's your time. 1999 was a good year for you. It was fun. And
all right.
You got to watch it. And not a stupid bus show.
All right. You know, next time you got to be clear as to which
I can't be Woodstock clear at 10:30 at night when you call me and I'm on Ambien.
I wasted 2 hours watching them paint a fucking bus.
My phone's ringing. I'm going, what the hell's calling me? Oh, it's Cooper. Go figure. It's Cooper.
Should we paint the bus? Yes, let's paint the bus. Should we get an artist? We should. Let's show the artist pictures. Let's all paint. Let's do a big reveal of the bus. Like nobody cared. And there I am watching it like, what did he see in this? Why does he think I would like this?
It's the main thing they're promoting that weekend. It's the number one thing on HBO Plus.
I'm talking about the bus one, the one that I ended up watching. I was like, what
you
did
have
he
to
think
dig
I was
for that one?
No, I literally Googled Woodstock HBO Max and Woodstock. The Woodstock bus came right up. I was like, OK, I guess I'll give it a try. Waste of my time. You owe me an hour and 45 minutes.
Well, I've stuck through many of your stupid shows and cartoons that I've tried to watch. That solar whatever the hell. That was horrible. So I'm getting you back.
Oh, Solar Opposites is so good. It's the best thing on. That is the best thing on television right now. I'm just telling you. If you have Hulu and you haven't seen Solar Opposites, you're missing. And you're a Rick and Morty fan like I am. If you love Rick and Morty, Solar Opposites.
I hate Rick and Morty.
Well, then that's your problem.